जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमान अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति विनंत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sharashate Deve Gauravani Pracharine. Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Nishatharine. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो Chapter 4, Appearance of Sri Narada. Text 4. Tasya putro mahayogi samudri nirvikalpakah ekanta matih. Unnidro gudho mudho iveyate tasya putro mahayogi samadrin nirvikalpakah ekanta matir तस्य पुत्र महायोगी समुद्रिं निर्विकल्पकः एकान्तमतिरुन्निद्रौ
गूढ़ोमूढ़ोते
तस्य पुत्रो महायोगी समाद्रिं निर्विकल्पकः एकान्तमतिरुन्निद्रो गूढो मूढ इवेयते
मतजीज
तस्य पुत्रो महायोगी
समाद्रिं निर्विकल्पकः
पुत्रः सन् महायोगी अ ग्रेट डिवोटी समद्रिक इक्विवेलेंस निर्विकल्पः एब्सोल्यूट मोनिस्ट एकांतमतिः Fixed in monism or oneness of mind. Unnidra. Surpass nations. Gudha. Not exposed. Mudha. Stunted. Eva. Like. Iyate. Appears like. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. His Vasudev son was a great devotee, an equivalent monist who whose mind was always concentrated in monism, he was transcendental to mundane activities, but being unexposed, he appeared like an ignorant person. Please repeat after me.
His
Vyasadeva's
son
was a great devotee,
an
equibalanced monist,
whose
mind was always concentrated in monism. He was transcendental to mundane activities. But being unexposed, he appeared like an ignorant person. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Sukadeva Goswami was a liberated soul, and thus he remained always alert not to be trapped by the illusory energy. In the Bhagavad Gita, this alertness is very lucidly explained. The liberated soul and the conditioned soul have different engagements. The liberated soul is always engaged in the progressive path of spiritual attainment, which is something like a dream for the conditioned soul. The conditioned soul cannot imagine the actual engagements of the liberated souls. While the conditioned soul does dreams about spiritual engagement, the liberated soul is awake. Similarly, the engagement of conditioned soul appears to be a dream for the liberated soul. A conditioned soul and a liberated soul may apparently be on the same platform, but actually they are differently engaged and their attention is always alert, either in sense enjoyment or in self-realization. The conditioned soul is absorbed in matter, whereas the liberated soul is completely indifferent to matter. Thus, this difference is explained as follows. So, who is speaking? Srila Suta Goswami is speaking. In the assembly of the saintly personalities, the great sages of Naimisharanya, and he is narrating how he heard Srimad Bhagavatam. And here he is actually giving the introduction to Sukadeva Goswami. Tasya putra, his son. Whose son? Vyasadeva's son. And he is a Mahabhaga, he is a great devotee. So these are the qualifications of a Bhagavatam speaker. He has to be a devotee. Unless and until one is a devotee, one cannot properly glorify Krishna, properly explain the identity of Krishna and the qualities of Krishna. Because it depends upon one's own conviction, own faith. Most of the people in this world don't have faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although verbally they may admit that they believe in God, but when it comes to it, they don't really believe. How can they believe in Him unless they know Him? Therefore, the first consideration is to get to know Him. And when we get to know Him, then only we can appreciate His qualities. Krishna is omnipresent. God is omniscient. So when He... These are the initial levels of understanding, actually. The initial level of understanding is that is who He is, actually. Who He is. Then we get to know the higher levels of understanding. what he did. If we do not know who he is, how can he appreciate what he did? So, his action, and then comes appreciation of his action. Oh, you know, even he was 7 years old, he lifted a mountain. Who will believe that? But when he recognized that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then yes, what can be difficult for him? When you get to know who he is, then you get to know that it is due to his arrangement that the sun is rising. It is his arrangement that the seasons are changing. It is his arrangement that fruits and flowers and grains are coming out from the trees. In this way, we get to see or appreciate him in all respects, at every step. That's why the instruction is that jat karosi jadasnasi. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, etc., should be done for the sake of Krishna. That is how we can appreciate Krishna, we can experience his presence. So, in order to, that, therefore it has been actually explained in, by Chaitanya, actually it was mentioned by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Go study Srimad Bhagavatam under the guidance of a Bhagavat, under the guidance of a devotee. Jahu Bhagavat Paru Bhagavatasthani. Otherwise, like these professional reciters of Srimad Bhagavatam, their recitation, no matter how impressive they may be, but doesn't have any effect. We have seen, I mean, these people are big, what should I say, like they have big showmanship. Very impressive presentation. Like a Bhagavad reciter will have many instruments playing. He would be sitting in the top seat. Under him, in his seat, there will be some sadhu sitting. But their face is not towards him. Their face is, their back is towards him. This is, and then another level, there are the instrument players and things, not on the level. Generally they have 2-3 levels like that. Top level, the Bhagavad reciter. The next level, some saffron robe sadhus. And maybe the third rows, some bearded persons, long hair, long beard, white. They are not saffron, they are white. And then on the two sides there are musicians. And they make presentation. And thousands of people go there. But what happens after that? They listen to Srimad Bhagavatam and then they go straight to a restaurant or a pub to drink or to eat meat. Therefore, their Bhagavatam recitation don't have any effect. Although they, people go to listen to them, but they don't benefit. They don't explain the importance of becoming a devotee. They very impressive way, in a very impressive way, they describe the activities of the, I mean, leelas of the Lord. They sing and etc. in accompaniment of music. But no one becomes a devotee. Whereas Prabhupada came to America, sat under a tree only with a kartan, created a revolution. Why? Because he's a devotee. And whoever came in his contact and heard Srimad Bhagavatam became a devotee. So anyway, so one must be a devotee to properly explain Srimad Bhagavatam. And here are the qualifications of Sukadeva Goswami have been described. He is a Mahabhag. He is a Mahabhagavat. He is a great devotee. And Samadrik, he is equibalanced. Because that is the qualification of a saintly personality. He sees everyone in the same vision. Why? Because he doesn't see the external appearance of the person. He sees the presence of the soul who is a part and parcel of the Lord in him. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kamshati. Sama sarveshu bhuteshu. Sama sarveshu bhuteshu. He sees every living entity in an equal way. Why? Because sthabar jangam dekhe na dekhe tar murti sarvatra sphurai tar ishtadev spurti. He doesn't see the moving and non-moving entities. He simply sees his worshipable Lord in everything and in everybody. So it's not an artificial perception. He sees, literally he sees everyone in the same way, samadrik, or samasarveshu bhuteshu. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane govi hastini suni chaiva sapake cha pandita samadarshina. So this is how, again and again, the qualification of a saintly personality has been described. And he is a nirvikalpa kaha. Nirvikalpa kaha. Prabhupada described that, absolute monist. And so he is seeing everything as one. Ekantamati, fixed in monism or oneness of mind. Unnidra, surpassed nation. He is beyond the material ignorance, darkness of this material nature. Unnidra. So these are the qualification of a pure devotee. And so in this way, in the scriptures, we are getting the directions how to recognize a saintly person and how to benefit from them by hearing the transcendental message from them. So this is the secret. Prabhupada so wonderfully made this arrangement. And Srila Prabhupada is the personality, is the perfect personality who fits into this description. He came to America without any personal motive, without any other intention besides spreading Krishna consciousness. And the result has been there. We are seeing how effectively Krishna consciousness spread in a very short time, and it is expanding. So we must have full faith in the arrangement that Srila Prabhupada has made. We must have full faith in him. One simple way to consider is that how wonderfully Srila Prabhupada has glorified Krishna. His whole life is actually a glorification of Krishna. Ever since he came in contact with Krishna consciousness, he's just committed himself to that. And he asked others also to do that. When I met him during the early days, during one of my first meetings with him, Prabhupada asked me to offer this life to Krishna. And he asked me, so I tried to do that. And so I repeat the same instruction to you all, offer this life to Krishna. Offer this life to Krishna means don't think of anything else, just. And it's not that only the boys can offer their lives to Krishna, girls also can offer their lives to Krishna. And what did Prabhupada tell me?
Don't get involved with any.
Yeah, that means he told me not to get married. Earlier, once a godbrother of mine was getting married, and I, as a wedding gift, I gave him a watch, and I told him, "Count how much time you're wasting." Now, we have to create that atmosphere actually, where boys and girls can jointly serve Krishna without being affected. In one hand, it is considered that it has its natural effect when men and women, young men and young women are together. But the thing is that we have to overcome that attraction by developing our attachment to Krishna. Our attachment to Krishna will be so strong that we won't be interested in any other attraction. We won't be attracted to anything else. Otherwise, in the material nature, we have this natural attraction. But we have to overcome that with our attachment to Krishna. Our attachment, our love for Krishna will be so strong that we won't be interested in anything else. Maybe I have narrated this incident before also, or this description. There is a drama written by an associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kavi Karnapur. It's called Chaitanya Chandrodaya. Chaitanya Chandradaya. The appearance or the rising of the moon, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just as the moon rises, Mahaprabhu's appearance was like the rising of the moon. And the one scene is describing, he's just born. Mahaprabhu is just born. And Kali is afraid. Kali is a ruler, he is a king sitting on a throne, surrounded by his ministers and associates in a royal throne, royal atmosphere. And Kali started to tremble with fear. So they asked, what happened? What happened? Kali says, see, he is born. He has appeared. He is just born. Who is he? That Brahmana boy. Brahmana? We have destroyed the Brahminical culture. Why are you afraid? All the Brahmanas are destroyed. Why are you afraid of this one Brahmana boy? No, it's not in that kind of Brahmana. He's a very special personality. He's appeared as a Brahmana. But his influence will completely destroy our agenda. Look, his associates started to assure him, we have conquered the whole world. The whole world is within our grip. Look, everywhere, meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex, gambling. That means that we have conquered the whole world. Yes, but our influence will be completely destroyed. You're proud of your influence, meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex, and gambling. But due to his influence, there will be no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. So, you know, then they, one after another, they started. Kali's principal associates are Kali's immediate associate or immediate support is sin personified. Sin is Kali's main compatriot, main support. And then the other supports are lust, greed, anger, illusion, pride, envy. So they one after another they started to come and tell that, look, I will destroy their influence with creating envy, creating quarrel among themselves. No, he won't succeed. Due to the love for that person, your effect will not have any result. Your effort will not have any effect. Now, one after another, greed, anger, they came, and finally came lust. See, men and women are working together. They're mixing together. So I will get there and destroy them, creating lust. Kali said, no. Their love for that boy will purify their heart so much that there won't be any room for you, lust. That is, their heart will become free from sex desire. So this is the effect of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the effect that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will create through his Sankirtan movement. And this is how the world will benefit, and individually we will benefit. When devotees become sincerely engaged, time and time again, Prabhupada gave the assurance, you serve Krishna and Krishna will take care of you. Krishna will take care of you. Have faith in him. And the he will take care of you means he'll reward you in such a wonderful way. So become very good devotees. Create a very nice environment here so that the whole world will be impressed. Yes, this is how I also want to lead my life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Does anybody have any question? Come close.
How can we increase our attraction more and more towards Krishna?
Towards Krishna. How can we increase our attachment to Krishna? Well, just by knowing Krishna. Like he's all attractive. So when you get to know him, then you become attracted to him. Right? And that's why Bhagavatam is so important. These scriptures are so important. Because they actually describe, they actually help us to know Krishna. Because they describe Krishna and his glories. By getting to know, like, Krishna is the most beautiful. Krishna is most powerful. Not only most powerful, he's all powerful. Krishna possesses all the wealth. So this is how when you get to know who Krishna is, then you automatically become attracted to him. And then we see that how we also benefit. Like by we surrender to Krishna, Krishna takes care of us. So in this way we become attracted to him. We see that he is there. And we become attracted to him. That's the thing, you see, like the faith will increase as we render devotional service. Initially it may be, oh, we are hearing that, that's true. Krishna did that to those devotees. He won't do that to me. But then we see that Krishna is doing that to us. That's why Krishna is there in everyone's heart. That everybody can have his Krishna. It's like that. My Krishna. Krishna is mine. Krishna is in my heart. Krishna is with me. So Krishna is mine. That's how the gopis felt. They were dancing. They were thinking, Krishna is dancing alone with me. So similarly, we can also feel that Krishna is dancing alone with me. That's one how wonderful Krishna is. And then Krishna reciprocates in that way. You pray to Krishna and you'll see how Krishna fulfills your prayers. You can see how Krishna saves you from all kinds of calamities. I mean, some amazing experiences I had. I'll just give you one example. Once I went to Sikkim, Gangtok, there's a program. And you know, Sikkim is high up in the mountains. And these mountain roads are very dangerous in India. As it is, mountain roads are dangerous. And these mountain roads, you know, like extremely dangerous, like, you know, there is no barrier. Like, if you just, you know, slip off, you know, a few inches and you are down, you know, a few thousand feet. And some places there is landslide. You know, the road, half the road is gone down. I mean, literally it was like that. And so I had my lecture in the morning. I mean, they had in the afternoon. And I decided to go back to Siliguri that night. Because they had in some hotel for me. I didn't like it. I said, I'll go back. And the driver who drove me, I told the driver to take rest so that he can, you know, because at night he'll be driving. And anyway, I mean, the program was for a few days. That was not the only day they had the program. And the organizer, what happened, he arranged some other driver and he kept the driver who drove me, you know, and he gave some other driver to drive me. I mean, anyway. And so And you know, like, it seemed quite strange the way the driver was driving, you know, like. And so, fortunately, we came down. I mean, what happened on the road? I mean, I don't want to describe. I mean, it was, I mean, ultimately, we realized what actually happened. Then when we came onto the plain land, he drove out of the road. So I shouted, and he woke up. And he told me all the time he was sleeping. That's the time he actually woke up. Yeah, right. I mean, this is, I tell you, I'm not exaggerating. This is my own experience. Anyway, did anyone drive in the Himalayan roads? Did anybody go to Badrinath?
Badrinath.
Yeah, at least you know the...
The path.
And this road is, Gangtok Road is even worse. Mm. Because Badrinath has a lot of traffic. And on the road of Badrinath, what do you see? So many cars and buses down there. Yeah. You just see, there. And that's just one experience. So how can you not have faith in Krishna? So, okay. So have faith in Krishna. He is there. Otherwise, how can this world be like this? The sun is rising. Seasons are changing. Sun is rising exactly at the same time. The trees and plants, so beautiful. When you see how from a seed, we are just there, like how from a seed these plants are growing. How can that be possible? And these plants are for what? For fruits and flowers and vegetables.
In today's world, mostly spiritual personalities are influenced by monism, you see. They also give the same examples, but they don't accept someone beyond this consciousness or supreme consciousness. So how to deal with them and how to convince them?
They believe in Supreme Consciousness, but they do not believe the Supreme Person. That the Supreme Consciousness, the person, that's they don't believe. And if you don't accept Him as a person, then how can you love Him? Can you love this light? Did you hear anyone going, "Oh light, I love you so much"? Did anyone ever say that?
No.
So, to love, there has to be a person. And unless you develop the loving relationship with Him, how can you go back to Him? Isn't it?
Yeah.
If it's light, okay, try to go. But if it's just light, for how long you'd like to be there?
Want to get rid of that situation?
Just consider, you know, like if it's just light, okay, you may like light. It's very nice. But for how long you'd like to be there? You may even see the light as the cause of everything. It's because of that light this world has become manifest. But when you see the variety, you say it may be the product of the light, but then you want to become a part of that variety. Oh, such beautiful world. Do you just want to watch it from there? Oh, such beautiful world. Or I want to be in that part, be a part of that beautiful world. That's why these people, although they endeavor for that, then they come back. They come back in this world. Whereas a devotee, they go back to that world. Because their objective is not the cause of this creation. Their objective is the creator of this creation.
But why they are so successful in their preaching?
Why Ravana was so successful? He was the ruler of the entire, all three worlds. So demons may be successful for some time. So what? Is success important or your satisfaction important?
Satisfaction.
Right. Kamsa, he was so successful, but he was in constant anxiety. Whereas ISKCON devotees may not be so successful, but no anxiety.
Yes.
That's a sign of devotion. No anxiety. Vaikuntha. No anxiety. So are you all free from anxiety? Still have some anxiety. Okay. So become free from anxiety and become elevated to Vaikuntha. Right? We get into anxiety in service, we do get into anxiety. What will Guru Maharaj think? That's an anxiety. But you can rest assured that's a spiritual anxiety. Okay, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanandi.
Thank you.